Yo, what up, street togs? Okay, another thought. Embodied reality is the best reality. So what does embodied mean? Embodied means literally your kind of flesh, your body in reality. So the problem about reality is people tend to say there are more legitimate forms of reality and less legitimate forms of reality. So for example, we say video games, virtual realities, you know, that kind of media, that kind of realities is less legitimate. But I actually think that all forms of reality are equally legitimate. But you know, I do believe in a certain hierarchy in the sense that for me, I preferred embodied reality. So for me, I actually like being outside. So for me, yeah, like if I had the option of being a quadrillionaire, but I had to play some stupid video game for the rest of my life, or if I could just be a free spirit and walk around and enjoy the outdoors, of course I would choose embodied reality. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. So right now, I think the thing I'm a little bit worried or concerned about humanity or society is the fact that, like, we've all already been kind of shut-ins and recluses, but I think as time goes on, we'll just become more shut-ins and more recluses, and we're going to not enjoy or not like or be afraid to just experience embodied reality, which is, you know, the essentially going outside. So even right now, you know, with the quarantine, it's interesting. I actually searched Wiktionary.org on it. Quarantine means like quarenta, you know, 40. And it was essentially, it kind of refers to, you know, Jesus went to the desert for 40 days and fasted. And so essentially, I think the notion of a quarantine was, it wasn't necessarily like the, you know, imprisonment or exile of people with a disease. It was more like they try to keep people in quarantine for 40 days to help prevent the spread of a disease. But I think the notion of a quarantine is interesting because it essentially means 40 days. And you see a lot of like mentions of 40 days mentioned in like scriptures and, you know, flood, 40 days, 40 nights, whatever it may be. But anyways, so funny enough, this has taken me a long time to figure out is that, you know, we photographers, we individuals, we love embodied reality and we would prefer embodied reality above everything else, which means if you had an option, don't you want to be outside? Like, you know, I love video games when I was a kid and growing up, but still ultimately I'd prefer to go out, play with my friends, play baseball, run around, go exploring and stuff like that. And so I think maybe just like the big problem about society is that nowadays we're so caught up on not this, like, once again, I don't want to call it like a false reality. Essentially, it's just the biggest problem is that we don't want to experience embodied reality. And I think it's just kind of like a bias, which is kind of sad. Oh, check out this view.
Pretty cool, huh?
I currently consider Providence, Rhode Island, the best city in America. Possibly the world. Actually, can't say the world. Definitely my favorite city in America. It's certainly the most beautiful. Oh, I guess there's a cemetery here.
Nice, beautiful day. Uber Zen.
Alright. So let's keep the show going. Alright, so embodied reality is, in my opinion, the best reality. So once again, all realities are equally legitimate. If you want to make friends in video games and stuff like that, that's totally cool. But I don't know, I just think that, like, I mean, obviously I can't extrapolate my own individual preferences to everybody, but I think there is this really beautiful, great joy to, you know, embodied reality, where, you know, to see things in the flesh, in the body, it's so much more fun. And I think this is what drives our joy of us being photographers, because I think, I don't know, just my thought about what makes a photographer a photographer. A photographer is somebody who enjoys and loves and prefers embodied reality. A photographer is somebody who, you know, wants to keep their feet connected with the ground. Somebody who wants to, you know, smell the roses. Somebody who wants to feel temperature differences. Well, this graveyard is pretty cool, and like kind of a. It's actually funny, like, people say that graveyards are creepy. I actually find them, like, very relaxing. But anyways. So, what a photographer is somebody who prefers to go outside and stuff like that. And I've actually realized this whole thing with this whole, like, you know, quarantine, social distancing, blah, blah. It seems like the biggest downside is actually the fact that people just can't leave their houses. And I know for myself, you know, at least here in Providence, Rhode Island, we don't got any, you know, interdicts or laws prohibiting us from leaving our houses yet. So I'm just trying to live it up, and I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can. I'm just trying to enjoy walking around and having the freedom of movement. So actually, probably one of my most grateful things about being self-employed is the fact that I just have 100% freedom of movement. I could walk anywhere I want. I could go and see anything I want. I can enjoy anything that I want. And, you know, everyone wants to buy a fancy car and make a bunch of money and have a big house, whatever. But I'm like, isn't it like so much more fun and interesting to just be out and about? So I'm wondering now that this pandemic thing is happening, do people appreciate being outdoors more? Or do people not mind it so much? But anyways, so that's just basically my turbo thought for the day. Or not the day, for the hour. You know, you guys could see that little timer thing, right? I've been doing the date stamps as a way to just kind of keep track. Yeah, use this opportunity to, whenever you can, to the fullest extent, enjoy embodied reality and realize embodied reality is king.